Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, 23 seasons, 7 Super Bowl wins, a stack of records, some of which might just stand the test of time. Today, Tom Brady has retired again, although this time he tells us, Simon, this time it's for good. Mike Jones is with The Athletic over in the US as a national NFL writer over there. Mike, appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I think it's 12 months, actually, to the day since he last announced his retirement, only to, of course, famously reverse it some 6 weeks later. Although this time he assures us, Mike, he's definitely done. We believe in this time, don't we?
I do. There's a difference in the tone of his words and his message. Last year, it almost sounded like he was doing something out of obligation rather than desire. There's kind of a finality to his body language, to the way he said things, his emotions. So I believe him now.
And you've written a piece, obviously, for The Athletic, sort of, almost soliciting for people's favourite memories or favourite versions of Tom Brady over such a long period of time. And something that I think you've put out there that stands the test of time is his resilience. I mean, his ability to rebound from his darkest moments. So his mental feats as much as anything.
Yeah, I think so. And that the part is, you know, we look at these guys and they almost seem like superheroes and the things they're able to pull off. But we saw a lot of very human moments out of Tom Brady when he tore his ACL, had to come back from that, when he had the Deflategate, which was very unflattering, you know, the power struggle with Bill Belichick, disappointments, falling short in the Super Bowl after being undefeated. And then, you know, even this past year, there was a lot of frustrations. But we saw him in his ability to bounce back from those dark points, even this year with the frustrations, the home life stuff that's going on, underperforming offensive line, defense, and receivers. But he still was able to play at a high level and exhibit a strength that is admirable. And I think that that's what really will define Tom Brady. Yes, he was a great winner, but the reason why he was a winner is because he was always able to bounce back from those setbacks that would have derailed a lot of other people.
23 NFL seasons, Mike, and you know his statistics, I mean, reading them, they're absolutely extraordinary. In the history of the game, where does he rate?
I mean, he's number one. There's nobody who's had the longevity, the level of excellence. Nobody has won, you know, he's won 7 Super Bowls. The next closest was Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw with 4 apiece. We saw him take 2 different teams to Super Bowls. We saw him come back from injuries. We saw them win 3 Super Bowls in a short span. Then he had like a little bit of a wilderness period where they were not able to get over the hump, and then 3 more Super Bowls. And then to play at the level he did after the age of 40, we saw him do things that we might never see anybody else ever do again.
So, Mike, what's the reaction been like over there in the hours since the announcement? I mean, was it expected after the way his season ended? What's the fallout been?
You know, I think a lot of people thought that we were going to see him leave Tampa and find somewhere for one last shot at a trophy. But there was also another part of the people that felt like, you know what, maybe it's time. Even though he still played pretty well, but there were a lot of frustrations, a lot of personal stuff going on. So I don't think anybody expected it was going to be this morning. That was the thing that was surprising. Brady had said he was going to take his time, so people thought this was going to be a while, maybe another month or so. So it did catch everybody surprised by this morning, and just the fact that, hey, he really didn't have a drop-off in his play. He was still top 3 in passing yardage, number 1 in pass completions. He could still play if he wanted to, and so that's why it was a little bit surprising.
Mike, you mentioned just the tone and the wording of the statement of retirement this year compared to last. That real sense that this era, this phenomenal career is over. How did you feel he felt? You know, was there a real loneliness about him, I suppose, you know, how he's going to go with his next step. Did he talk about how he now adjusts life from being a superstar on-field player to where his career goes off-field?
Well, we know that he's got a contract with Fox to work NFL games.
Just a small one,
Mike. That's going to... Right. Probably more than a lot of players will make in their whole playing career. but we don't know when exactly that's going to start. But there did, you heard his voice crack a little bit when he was saying, I wouldn't change a thing. And, you know, got a little emotional there, which, you know, I think that I think he meant that. And I think that there is a little sadness, even though he seems like he knows that it's time.
It's a great piece you've written for The Athletic, Mike. The versions of Tom Brady, the Cinderella Tom, obviously the unheralded second-year pro, the back-to-back Brady, the second and third Lombardi trophies before the age of 30, the villain Brady as well, Deflategate you mentioned, the comeback Brady, of course, that's so front of mind at the moment. It's a great story and really appreciate you joining us at short notice to discuss, again, 12 months on, Simon, another big story in the NFL world and the world of sports with the retirement of Tom Brady. We appreciate it, Mike.
Hey, thanks. You guys have a good one.